Time Warner Audiobooks presents Persian Fire by Tom Holland. Read by Andrew Sachs. Why do they hate us? In the days that followed September the 11th, when 19 hijackers incinerated themselves and thousands of others, President Bush was not the only one to wrestle with that question. Newspapers everywhere were filled with attempts to explain Muslim resentment of the West, whether by tracing its origins back to the vagaries of recent American foreign policy, or further, to the carve-up of the Middle East by the European colonial powers, or even to the Crusades themselves. The Crusades, in the opinion of Osama bin Laden, had never ended. "It should not be hidden from you," he had warned the Muslim world back in 1996, "that the people of Islam have always suffered from aggression, iniquity, and injustice imposed on them by the Zionist Crusaders Alliance." Here lay a pointed irony. Globalization was supposed to have brought about the end of history, yet it appeared instead to be rousing any number of unwelcome phantoms from their ancestral resting places, the fault line that divides the Christian West from the Islamic East. Why do they hate us? It was with this question that history itself was born, for it was in the conflict between East and West that the world's first historian, back in the 5th century BC, discovered his life work. His name was Herodotus. As a Greek from what is now the Turkish resort of Bodrum, but was then known as Halicarnassus, he had grown up on the very margin of Asia. Why, he wondered, did the peoples of East and West find it so hard to live in peace? The answer appeared, superficially, a simple one. Asiatics, Herodotus reported, saw Europe as a place irreconcilably alien. And so it is they believe that Greeks will always be their enemies. But why this fracture had opened in the first place was, Herodotus acknowledged, a puzzle. Perhaps the kidnapping of a princess or two by Greek pirates had been to blame? Or the burning of Troy? That, at any rate, is what many nations of Asia argue. But who can say for sure if they are right? Yet, if the origins of the conflict between East and West appeared lost in myth, then not so its effects. These, at least, had been made all too recently and tragically clear. Difference had bred suspicion, and suspicion had bred war. Indeed, a war like no other. In 480 BC, some 40 years before Herodotus began his history, Xerxes, the king of Persia, had led an invasion of Greece. Military adventures of this kind had long been a specialization of the Persians. For decades, rapid, spectacular victory had appeared to be their birthright. Their aura of invincibility reflected the unprecedented scale and speed of their conquests. Once, they had been just an obscure mountain tribe confined to what is now southern Iran. Then, in a single generation, they had swept across the Middle East, shattering ancient kingdoms and amassing an empire which stretched from India to the Aegean. As a result, Xerxes had ruled as the most powerful man on the planet. The resources available to him appeared virtually limitless. Europe was not to witness another invasion force to rival his until 1944 and the summer of D-Day. Set against this unprecedented juggernaut, the Greeks had appeared few in numbers and hopelessly divided. Greece itself was little more than a geographical expression, not a country, but a patchwork of quarrelsome and often violently chauvinistic city-states. True, the Greeks regarded themselves as a single people, united by language, religion, and custom, but what the various cities often seemed to have most in common was an addiction to fighting one another. With the Persian king resolved to pacify once and for all the fractious and peculiar people on the western fringe of his great empire, the result had looked to be a foregone conclusion. Yet astonishingly, Against the largest expeditionary force ever assembled, the mainland Greeks had managed to hold out. The story of how they had taken on a superpower and defeated it appeared to the Greeks themselves the most extraordinary of all time. How precisely had they done it? And why? And what had caused the invasion to be launched against them in the first place?